This is Jay and Dave.
G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Jay and Dave Daily Podcast for show number 2943. It was a big show today, and I just need to lie down now.
I feel like you say that every day.
Yeah, but today I just need to lie down.
Why?
I don't know. It's just taken out of me.
It's probably the Ross River fever.
Possibly.
How's that going?
Look, still achy all over the place. It's like a constant aches and pains. Mm. And it's not old age. It's a lot worse. It's like having the flu.
Yeah, but you know how Dave used to complain about his aches and pains all the time.
Yeah.
But now on top of that with Ross River fever, can you see where I'm going with this Mackay with some of those?
It's not that bad.
Can you see what I've had to endure for the last few weeks?
Look, you'll hear me groan and moan, but that's about it.
We do.
I don't actually say anything. It's just the aches and pains get a bit too much. What about you?
Me? I'm good.
After the today's show, are you feeling okay?
I'm good. I'm busy. I'm just getting prepared for Friday night because we've got the Dancing with Heart.
Yeah.
For Mackay Hospital Foundation. A big thank you to everybody, by the way, who did donate towards the cause. I raised over $5,000. And look, it's going to be interesting to see who takes that out. There's 8 dancers in total.
Yeah.
So
there's a few people that have got their money on you, including myself, to take this out because that trophy would sit very nicely on your desk here at Triple M.
I feel like Brooke Lee from Brooke Lee Modelling.
Really?
I feel like she's going to take it out. I don't know why, but I saw her rehearsal the other day.
Yeah.
We were at Mercy St. Pat's rehearsing.
Sure.
And I don't know.
But it's not a beauty contest. That's the reason why you'll win.
No, but she is singing, she's dancing and she's in great costume and stuff too.
Speaking of the costume, did you have to make your own?
No, they were going to help us supply, but I showed Dolly what I wore to the Taylor Swift concert and she goes, that's very Freddie Mercury.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury was very flamboyant with his clothing and stuff. So
sure.
I decided to keep that fringe jacket that I made for Taylor Swift to use in this.
That's fine, but what about your boots?
No, I chose to do that. I chose to get a pair of boots and make them match the jacket. That way it looks like a full outfit. You should see the pants that I have to wear.
Really?
There's like sparkling sequins and everything all over.
Oh, that is so you.
That's rich coming from you. Who likes to wear a bright purple suede jacket that looks like Grimace from McDonald's?
That's exactly what
it looks like.
Thank you. Does it all match though?
Yeah, it does match. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take photos.
I've got a wig too. Does anyone know how to style a wig?
Style a wig?
Yeah, because I've got a wig that needs to have like the Freddie Mercury hairstyle. I've got a moustache and everything.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not your own one.
Yeah, I'm trimming the rest of my beard off and keeping the moustache and colouring it black. The things you do for charity, I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I know, right? It should be a good night out as well.
We'll have the highlights of that on Monday show. Anyway, podcast time. We're just talking about everything else and anything else. It was a big show today. Who did we have on the air?
Ivor Davies. What an absolute icon of Australian music from Ice House, coming to Mackay for Legends on the Lawn.
Now, by the time you hear this podcast, tickets are on sale now at legendsonthelawn.com.au. What else is on? Anything?
Theatrical Thursday. We've also got, that'll do.
We've done our quota for today. Here's the podcast.
So excited to see Ivor Davies and the band. Mate, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Mate, can we say, when we saw Ice House, part of Legend on the Lawn, and we knew about the lineup a couple of weeks ago, it was we suck at keeping secrets. It was so hard for us to sit on that. How exciting is it for you to be teaming up with a lot of these Aussie artists for Legend on the Lawn?
Oh, amazing. I'm just looking at the list now, and I got to say, I'm so looking forward to Jet and actually Baby Animal. Oh, they're all brilliant.
That's like asking who your favourite child is.
You do like a lot of bands, especially like the up-and-coming bands as well, like Lime Cordial. They were in Mackay last year. Mm. You're a fan of theirs as well.
I'm kind of the guy that discovered them, actually. It was a most bizarre, unlikely thing. Somehow or other, I got sucked into being a judge at my tiny local RSL club for a talent contest, which was, as I say, the most unlikely thing. And And Ollie and Louis, they weren't allowed to have bands on. It was such a tiny little RSL, there just wasn't room. So there were just these two mad guys, basically, and I just sort of fell in love with them. And then they went, and there's a band. And I went, what? So anyway, I took them into the studio, recorded their first three recordings they ever did. And we're catching up. I was going to catch up with them on Friday, actually. So they're busy boys.
Yeah, the studio, is that the home studio?
Yeah, actually, the home studio is a building site at the moment.
Oh, right.
I decided in a fit of madness that after 31 years, everything had to go and start again. So literally, as we speak, there's a builder up there with all sorts of nasty-looking power tools. And
But what a great view on Whale Beach.
Yeah, it's a fantastic spot. I mean, that was the thing. I kind of looked at it and went, you know what? 31 years ago I built this and I haven't touched a thing. It's about time this got a bit of a freshen up, I reckon.
Mm. But how do you rest, though? I know, like last year, I was reading that you got COVID. You weren't able to sing for a few weeks. Did you use that forced time to just detach and try and get stuff done?
Well, I had a whole bunch of stuff. Like during the longer lockdown, I did some really mad stuff. So one of the really mad things that I did was, for years and years and years and years, in my son's bedroom, I had this Mesa Boogie guitar amplifier, which coincidentally was the one I recorded Great Southern Land with. And he learned how to play the guitar as he was growing up as a teenager, and I didn't use it. And I looked at it during the lockdown and I went, hey, that's a really great amplifier. I should be using these live. And so I found another one in Paris and I found one in Perth, and they had to be completely rebuilt. And so that became a real kind of epic COVID lockdown mission. And so now they're the two amplifiers that I'm using live. So they will be there in Mackay.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. You said your son learnt the guitar. You, very early on, I think 7 years of age, you started you learning the bagpipes. Is that right?
Yeah, you're finding all the really mad things I've done. So.
Not only bagpipes,
he's kind of like a stalker. He's a stalker. He finds out all this sort of stuff.
I told you I'm a fan.
Well, you know, I grew up in country Wagga Wagga, and like a lot of country, it was a city officially by then, but we call it a town. They'll hate me forever. and it had one main street, and I was actually much smaller than that. I was about four, according to my father, and there must have been some kind of, I don't know, Easter parade or Christmas or something going on. Maybe it was Anzac Day. And I heard this distant kind of groan of a sound start up. And then there they were, or the in their kilts and the whole works with the drumsticks twirling. And I bizarrely fell in love completely with the bagpipes. And I hounded my parents, and the local pipe major said, come back when he's seven because his hands are too small. And I waited and waited and waited, and I learned how to play the bagpipes.
How on at earth the do you age do of that? Four.
Like, it
yeah.
is ridiculous. Are you supposed to blow into that bag, keep it inflated, play the instrument? Like, it's just three. I cannot do two things at once, let alone three things at once. That is complicated.
And walk and march at the same time.
Yeah, hell no.
Okay, well, just strike that off that list.
And I still have that little. It's actually a three-quarter size set of pipes, and I've still got them somewhere. And in fact, they turned up. If you listen to a song from an album called Wind and Code Blue is the name of the album. The song, beginning of the song, Wind and Sail. I'm there, kind of lurking, actually playing the bagpipes. Believe it or not.
Oh wow! Okay, there you
that's
go.
That's pretty good. So,
for you, yeah.
They made their way onto an Ice House recording eventually.
Hopefully, you bring those up with you to Legends on the Lawn, because I want to hear that. I also want to hear Man of Colours, my favourite Ice House song. Ivor Davies, mate. Thank you so much.
That's a pleasure. Great talking to you.
Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
Okay, now, for the last few weeks, because Jacko is doing his thing at the moment, we've had Courtney filling in for us on the footy tips from our sales department. Courtney, hello. How are
Good
you?
Morning. I don't know how I feel about getting kicked off. I really enjoy this segment.
Have you seen your tipping?
Yeah. We need a professional to come back and do this. This is terrible. How did you go last week? What was last week?
I got four out of eight.
Now, this is why Jacko's coming back.
So what's happening here, right? So you guys are tipping. Does he come back and keep playing off my numbers?
I think he should.
I think that's fair. If that he's going to boot me out, it's got to be the Cordo and Jacko team. Yeah, okay. So we both celebrate the end.
Not only that, it also makes it easier for us too.
Why? Because I've had such a terrible start.
Yeah, because we've had a bad one as
well. But Jacko had a terrible start last year. He didn't even have the best tips to start the round off with.
It's been a really weird season already, hasn't it?
But let's talk about the Cowboys game on the weekend just gone.
I tipped Cowboys.
Yeah, but look how much they beat the Dolphins by.
Are they on top of the ladder now? Are they number one because they had the biggest win?
That's a very good question, which can't be answered right now.
We're going to catch up with Kyle Felt tomorrow on the show anyway, so we'll talk to him about that. But so three from, what did you get last week? Three.
Well, I got three plus the week before when they were overseas. I got the one. So I'm on four. Okay. Four out of eight. Basically, my tippings today are going to, I'm going to do it as if I had the mind of Jacko. That's how I'm going to tip today. I'm going to put Cordo aside and I'm going to tip as if this is what Jacko's
going
to
do. He's probably hearing this and going, oh, there's no way I would have went for those teams
anyway.
Well,
we're going to find out, aren't
okay.
we?
Okay, all right. So let's go through the round two tips.
Kicks off tonight, the Broncos versus the Bunnies. Which one are you going for? Cordo?
Well, Jacko's going to go for the Bunnies.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to go a bit to the side for that
one. I feel like he's not, but I'm going to go for the Broncos.
So am I.
Okay.
So that's two versus one. Second game is Friday night. Two games on Friday night. The Sharks versus the Bulldogs and the Panthers versus the Eels.
Yeah, well, Jacko's going to go Bulldogs and Eels. I think the Eels are going to tap. Well, Jacko thinks Eels are going to beat the Panthers this week.
Who are the Eels playing?
The Panthers.
Oh, I'm definitely choosing the Panthers.
Yeah, so was I. But I'm going to change mine now to the Sharks instead of the Bulldogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're
Would Jacko
very much
do
the
that?
Favorites.
No, definitely not.
He's done it in
all
the past.
Over the Bulldogs.
He's done it in the past.
He's all over the Bulldogs.
He's cursing at the radio right now. I can just
no
see
doubt.
It.
This is, it's his fault for wanting to come back.
All right, next game.
Saturday's game, the Raiders at home to the Tigers.
Oh, he's
Tigers.
A Tigers fan.
Is he a Tigers fan?
Good? Yeah, yeah.
Then he's going Raiders.
he used to play for the Raiders.
Oh, that's right. He's gone for Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tigers.
He used to play for West, which is part of West Tigers.
Ah, well.
So there you go. But
I'm going Raiders.
Got to go the Raiders on this one, especially the poster that was up on the inside the sheds for the Raiders. Mm. I can't repeat it, but it's a very good mantra for the players too. So it really
cool story.
Inspires them.
I'm glad you can't even tell us what it was.
No.
Right. Well, what's the point of telling you then?
They dropped the F-bomb on it. Can't say that.
You could have left that whole story out. Just cut that out.
Sleep better tonight. All right.
Cowboys, Knights.
Oh, well, I'm a Knights girl, so we're going to go Knights.
Yeah, sorry, but it's not about you, it's about Jacko.
Oh, that's right, he's still going Knights.
Knights.
Who are you going to go? Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Storm and Warriors.
Storm.
Storm.
Warriors.
Manly versus the Chooks.
Manly.
Manly for me too.
Oh, we're all going Manly.
Yeah, it's the first time. And the wrap up the round is the Dolphins at home to the Dragons.
And they're even. There's no favourites in this game, so I've got to take a stab of getting it right.
I'm going Dolphins because I think they'll be a little bit hurt from last week, so they've probably got something to prove.
The Dragons had a good win.
Yeah, look.
I don't know.
Still got to go Dolphins because we're fans.
Oh, you fans? All right, well, we're going to go Dragons.
Not Dragons.
Good luck, Jacko.
When he returns, I'm going to get his comments on what he thought about your tipping. We're going to play that on the air.
Sounds good.
All right, hear those tips again. And, of course, all the action on our listener app over the next few days. Jay and Dave for Breakfast. Courtney, thank you.
Do we get it, like, do I get a best bits or something? Seems it's my last show.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Not even that. 2 weeks, isn't it? 3 weeks.
Three.
There's cake in the kitchen.
By the way, feedback last week after giving us that lip filler too.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
Oh,
was there more?
No. Feedback from some of our listeners.
Yeah.
Funniest segment they've heard on the show.
There you go. Best bits. Let's play it.
Thank you, Courtney.
Hooray for Hollywood!
If you don't know what that is, time for Theatrical Thursday. We did find Lauren in the newsroom this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You were dreading this moment, weren't you?
No, I live for Theatrical Thursday.
Well, you're the only one, yeah.
I do love it.
Well, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you don't live for it.
Yeah, I probably live for it. It's probably different wording, but that's okay. Dave, you chose the movie today.
Yes, because Eric Carmen, he passed away throughout the week. So, and he was... Hungry Eyes was one of those iconic songs from a great soundtrack to a movie from the 80s.
And we'll talk about this movie off the air. The movie was not meant to be as big as it got.
No, it wasn't. So. It was supposed to be like a teen angst thing, and it just struck a chord.
So what we're going to do...
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's three characters here that I can see on this piece of paper.
Yep. This is the scene, if you remember the movie. It's not the main scene where, you know, Baby gets thrown up in the air and Baby is never left in the corner. It's the other one where Baby actually meets Johnny for the very first time in the dance hall.
Okay. Yeah, I do know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the cousin, right?
That's right. Yeah, Billy.
Okay. So who's going to play what?
Well, I was thinking Baby should actually be played by Lauren here.
Of course.
But I don't know about Billy and Johnny. Do you want to go?
I'll go Johnny. It's one line. I just want to see the chemistry between the two of you in this movie.
Okay, that's the first.
All right, are we ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay.
Roland?
I want the musical. Here we go.
Okay. How did you get here?
I was taking a walk.
Go back.
Let me help you. What's up there?
No guests allowed. House rules.
Where'd they learn to do that?
Where? Oh, I don't know. Kids are doing it in their basements back home. Want to try it? Come on, baby. That's my cousin, Johnny Castle. You got me the job here.
They look great together.
Yeah. You think they were a couple, wouldn't you?
Aren't they?
No. Not since we were kids.
Yo, cousin. What's she doing here?
She came with me. She's with me.
I carried a watermelon. I carried a watermelon?
I'm sorry. That is one of the best lines from the movie. That
very awkward one,
that and put who put Baby in the corner. They're the both.
Yeah. I carried a watermelon.
Great movie. I feel like I need to watch that again.
I think so. While. Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
It's a great movie.
You've only said it the once, haven't you?
No, I've seen it. My mom loves Dirty Dancing, so even that song Hungry Eyes, as soon as you play it, I just saw my mom's face.
It is a good song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you like the... It's
a great song. I love it.
How old was Eric Carmen when he died?
Oh, I think he was in his 70s. Right? Yeah. And on the soundtrack, Patrick Swayze, She's Like the Wind.
Yes, he's on that too. That's
what a terrible song, but one that gives you memories, doesn't
he
it?
He did very well, though. Hey, yeah. If you want to see that video, it's on our Facebook page now, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Lauren, I know you're busy this morning. You've got the headlines in about 20 minutes from now. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast, a theatrical Thursday. Have you got a movie for us for next week? I like this bit in the song. Hang on.
Look at
I'm pretending to dancing. Sing it.
Hungry Eyes.
Oh, shit. Eric Carmen is just turning over and he's newly grey.
It's Triple